Today, let's try Irie apple fritter pre-rolls. And then it's beautiful when you light it up, actually. It's floral.
And welcome back to another review with Disciplined Stoners.
I'm your host, Eleven.
My name is Winnie.
And we are the gateway drug to mindfulness.
And today,
we are with our buddies, Irie.
We're back in the home stew with Irie.
Oh yeah, true. We're here. Welcome back to we live here. We're in the studio.
Welcome to our home.
And we do the podcast here and at the Meta Milky Way. But let's get into here. This is important.
I haven't looked at this packaging. I don't know. I know what's inside. Okay, but this is like brand new from top to bottom.
And last time we did Irie, we did buds, and we did two types of buds. Now we're laser focused on Uno. And it's their new drop of apple fritter.
Apple fritter.
Hello. Nom, 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 nom. Apple fritter.
Does anyone still get the apple fritters from McDonald's? Or those are apple pies? What's an apple fritter? Is it the baked?
Yeah.
Crisscross?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Apple fritters like that.
You're allergic to apples. Can you smoke this?
Tell us about this. What are we going to learn about this? Apple fritter pre-roll. Should we just open it? Should we just get right into it?
Yeah, we should open it.
Top terpenes. Caryophyllene.
Oh, don't look at anymore.
Okay. Oh, right. Shit. Okay.
We should have made you guess.
Okay.
Okay, you know what? Want to know why I want to make him guess? Because he's actually been nailing it on so many buds. And it's really cool to see this new wave of like sommelierism.
are you talking about me right now?
Coming up on cannabis. Yeah, I just think it's interesting that you can smell terpenes. But I guess we all can. It's just the, you know, it's...
I know how to label the smell. Today, let's try Irie apple fritter pre-rolls. Oh, already.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, one thing I really liked about the packaging right off the top, opened easily, had a good visible mechanism for me to find that second lip and pull it.
We're doing what we can with packaging,
so
folks.
Already this is a great experience, a luxury style experience.
So in this pack that 11 is pulling out, we are going to open that up and we will count 10.5 pre-rolls. Open her up.
This is like what I got in LA. I used to get this delivered. Look at that pack.
Got some extra weed on the side there as well, it looks like.
Yeah, that's true. You could probably roll like a tiny pinner in high school with like the buildup. Oh, look at that. Yeah, there's a little bonus on the bottom
there. That's amazing.
That's a little extra.
Putting that in the joint for sure.
That's more weed than Norm went to jail in Taiwan for.
Okay, so...
we just got for free. Go ahead.
Oh, man, that's so funny. That just hit me. Yeah. Okay, 0.5s. We got 10 of them.
Above it a pack.
So once you opened it, we could smell it already. Quite potent on the smell.
What do you find potent about it? What's sticking out the most?
I have to smell the bag again.
A refreshing green. A berry fruit. I really like this pack. That is delightful.
Yeah, kind of like a parsley.
Yeah, like a refreshing green. Cool. Okay, a little black. A little black of a light up top. But we got to give it some time.
I'm getting some cakey flavors on the dry pull. Did you dry pull it?
No, I always forget the dry pull.
Definitely that pastry aspect on the dry pull.
What's
for
the
sure.
fritter, yeah. The UX, the user experience, right out the gate is like...
Can I grab that lighter?
Yeah. Is like a winner. This ability to go in a weed shop and get like a little 10-pack like this is the closest to like being able to go grab cigarettes. But these are like a good version that I've ever seen. Nice little THC sticker that if you're like me, you don't agree with it being a stop sign, so it's easy to peel off.
Milled and hand-rolled for a smooth, flavorful experience. Ideal for unwinding after a long day. Well, thank God, because We are unwinding after quite the day.
I like their little bed that they sit in. This would be great. Yeah, I'm getting a nice taste now in that white ash. And apparently we chatted with Zach, the head grower. He'll be on the show. And he said, these are top buds. It is milled to go into the pre-rolls, but these are top buds.
But it's hand-rolled. So... or is it stuffed?
It's for sure cone stuffed.
It's stoned. It's cone.
You're stoned. I don't think this is hand rolled. This is probably just like hand stuffed.
Hand stuffed.
Yeah. So that's good though. I like it. Where would you place this in the grand scheme of pre-rolls available on the market? I'm getting a little bit of darker ash, but then once you actually tap it off, it gets lighter.
Yeah, it does.
Pre-rolls are a tough market overall. I think that like the size of the filter is good. I think with the choices that you have to make, I think that they did really nice with the presentation. I really like the filter, like the long, and the bud does taste good and smell good. The burn's a little harsh.
I have a little nice oil ring developing on mine.
Oh yeah, you do. Yeah, and it is clayey when you tap it away. It is clayey. It does have that nice white ash. Dope.
I wish that I could remember what an apple fritter tastes like specifically.
Yeah, what are you getting flavor-wise on the smoke?
Apple.
Are you?
Like,
I'm not getting a lot of apple.
Right here, I'm getting apple on the exhale as it goes out.
Hmm.
There's a sweet aspect to it. It's not too grassy, actually. Like that fresh herb that you said off the top in terms of smelling it, like I don't really taste that at all. I'm getting a lot more pastry.
That was on the nose.
Now we wait to get high. I don't know if I have contacts in. I don't know if you noticed. I'm not wearing my glasses.
When he was at a photo shoot.
I don't know if it's my contacts that are like sort of feeling drying out my eyes because I've had them in for so long, or if I'm starting to feel that like behind the eyes haze. How do your eyes feel?
That would be a fast onset.
I smoked half of it now.
I don't think I'm feeling anything too much yet, but I'm always high all day. But like, it's an enjoyable smoke. It dries out the back of the throat just a touch. I like the presentation the most.
That's 5 grams total.
I love the presentation. I love the presentation. I've really enjoyed Irie. I love the clay. I like the ash. It is a lighter ash. It's a bit of a harsher burn, but you're right, Wynn. There is like an oil ring. And the taste is like... I see what you're saying about that apple-y on the exhale. Green apple, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy, yeah. This is a new drop.
Brand new
this
drop from Irie.
Brand new drop.
Brand new drop from Irie. Apple fritter pre-rolls. 10 half grams, 5 grams. And it can retail. What's the directed intended retail? I think $25-ish.
Yeah,
I think that's what our buddy said.
I think so. Yeah, I just don't want to talk because we don't normally add price into this.
Yeah, but because it's all subjective to whatever retailers want to do, whatever their area is, and whatever their cost is. But overall, I think these guys, Mike and Zach, who are leading this company, the grower and the CEO, I think it is their intention to get good weed into people's hands for a good price. And it's quality. And I'm liking the taste of this. I'm starting to feel the high now. I'm starting to have a bit of a cerebral, relaxed onset that's like...
Definitely.
Allows me to breathe a little bit more. I'd be curious of the origins of the apple fritter lineage. When I judge smell, I'm going to go off of how the bag smells when I open it and how the weed smells when I get it out the package and how much of the strain's promise is coming through. So an apple fritter, am I getting apple-y notes? Am I getting frittery, cakey notes? And yes, and I'm getting them lighter because they're in pre-rolls for sure.
Have you re-smelled the bag?
Sure. Nice.
Because that's stronger than what I'm getting off of the pre-rolls. And they've been like stewing in here for a minute.
I know. And that's good. But like we do want it to come with the weed, right? Because you are going to smoke the weed, not the bag.
This is, I mean, packaged last week.
That's amazing.
This was packaged last week. That's crazy. Really good.
So, I mean, the bud can almost be a category still, though, because of the look. So we'll just make bud look.
5.6.
So, yeah. So out of 5.6, we'll do these pre-rolls. We'll do them a score. After. So since we've enjoyed them, it's been nice to enjoy them.
It has been. Right?
And I kind of like that. Enjoy them straight, chat about it, and then do the marking. Okay, so we're going to do the five categories still to make a total of 28 grams. Each category will be judged out of 5.6 to make a full 28 grams. We've changed bud to appearance, which is just a look of it, basically. But this isn't bud. These are these. So the appearance straight off the top are, they're beautiful. Like to open up a package like that, the presentation, the appearance of that, it looks clean. It looks nice. I like the size of the filters. I like the color choice of the papers that they've used. The more like hempy raw color. And they got a Boveda pack in there and this nice little white case that is reusable. And so that looks good. Is there a lot of oil coming through the papers? No. So that like will make it like not perfect, but the presentation is beautiful. Got a little bit of extra weed in there.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the extra weed.
You can rip on appearance.
I don't want plastic. I don't know if that's what this is. I should start by saying that. But like I want to minimize my packaging as much as possible. I don't know what a better option is than this. These are 10 pre-rolls. You have to keep them safe. Totally understandable. And then you do get this like option for this little extra bonus flower here. But for me, I'm like, as minimal as you can possibly make your packaging is what I want to see right now, because we're just buying a lot. Here's the thing, everybody. We're buying a lot of weed. So smaller, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. But for me, this appearance is simple. I like the look of the pre-rolls. It would be great to take this out on the town. You know what I mean? I would probably, but if I honestly,
party hopping.
To be totally honest, I would probably switch into a nicer case if I was going out and taking it. I wouldn't take it as is. I would take these and put them in like a metal case that I have.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Respect. Thank you for that honesty. Thank you. I just did all my judging. Smell.
I'm down for the smell that's in this bag, man.
I'm down for the smell that's in the bag. And I like the smell. It's just light. Now, we also got to ask ourselves the question, is it the type of smell that you specifically like? Because again, these are just reviews. These are our personal opinions. You could feel differently. Folks who grow it could have a different like relationship with it. And I'm sure it's really going to bang for a lot of people. For me, this isn't the smell that gets me nuts. I'm just going to be completely, I love Irie and the guys behind it, and like I dig this, but I really like something cakey, cheesy, earthy, densey, you know, thick, pungent infinity stones, pink, God's vagina, uppercut you in the gut, kind of umami. This is, I think, lighter. I think if I were to bring a pack out to a party to offer people, because it's not gonna like knock you out, this is a superb option. Like I might purchase this to give away, if that makes sense, because a lot of people want to smoke with me, but sometimes they hit the wrapper weed and they're like eyes crossed. So like
also like we need to not be sharing. No, for real. Like, everyone should have their own individual joint.
Oh, you mean not sharing joints?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you meant not sharing, like, not giving away weed. I'm like, nah, fuck that.
I'm sure that's a controversial opinion, and I would feel differently if I didn't have to stay healthy.
Because it's a spiritual thing. you want to share the weed. If someone asks for a hit of my weed, I usually just give it to them.
Yeah.
Unless it's some crazy shit that only I'm supposed to be smoking, because that is the case sometimes. So
true.
I have.
But that's why it's also good to have other weed on deck, because I've seen you do that, actually. I've seen him not share what he's smoking on specifically, but you'll pull out something and be like, here, have your own.
There's a whole fresh one for you, sir.
So nice.
Yeah, thank you. It's abundant. So yeah, okay. I really like the appearance, and I really like the economics of this, and I really like the presentation, and I appreciate the smell. It's not like I appreciate the smell. The smoke was not the best I've ever had. I'm just gonna be honest. You know, that's what this is. Like, is it good? Yes, this is good Canadian weed. This is good. But on this premium plateau that I'm on or whatever, or this premium plane that I've managed to manifest myself on, the burn was a little bit harsher in the smoke than I'm used to.
And also, I just have to shout out, because I gave the RS-11 a perfect score on the smoke.
Yeah.
So I also have been a little bit harder of a critic on this, I would say.
Because we know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because we're going to probably be dropping our own products one day, folks. And we're going to be hard on ourselves when it comes to the UX as well. And it could be the papers. It could, like I said, they look great. I don't know what the consequence of the burn is. There's just so much science that we still have to learn on how to perfecting this, but I just gotta say, I feel safe about people in weed that this is available.
Yeah, I would like everyone to have that on them at all times.
Just like, you know, just in case you need to stop and smoke a joint, you can just like blast this out, offer a friend. You guys can get right and go do your thing. You know?
Yeah, the larger format at a lower price is obviously we're looking for that.
Huge.
Because we want to share. I think that's why I want more gummies in one, because I'm like, here, like, do you want to get on a wave?
We give away drugs.
So, okay.
And then the taste. What's the taste when you're smoking it? Light up again.
Yeah.
It's only half a gram. We blast through a whole gramsies ourselves.
I like the dry pull. You really get that pastry.
Yeah, I like the dry pull.
I feel like the apple fritter comes through most in the dry pull.
I like the dry pull a lot.
Yeah, the dry pull is really nice.
And then it's beautiful when you light it up, actually. It's floral. It's like a floral bouquet at first.
Good call.
Thank you.
I agree just with that.
And then there's that myrcene little bite at the back of your tongue. Get the myrcene, the pepper, the clove. That little bite right through. Almost dries your mouth out. And it's myrcene.
It's flavorful.
It is flavorful. That's the thing. Like,
smoking it and thinking, oh, this is nothing. Like every other weed I've ever tried.
No,
like,
it has a personality.
There's a unique profile going on. I'm having a challenging time articulating what exactly that is.
I think apple fritter is unique like that. It has the fruity lightness of that apple citrusy.
Yeah, the going out.
Yeah.
The going out is as close to the dry pull as I get.
So what are the terps then? B caryophyllene, D limonene, myrcene, A caryophyllene, A pinene. So, and geraniol. I don't even know what geraniol is.
I know, that's what the one I was like, if he gets this one, that would be crazy. But yeah. I don't know what that is either. Let's look it up. Geranium?
Pinene, I did nail that. And myrcene, I did nail that. And limonene, when we say planty or greeny or like tree, we're often pointing at pinene and limonene or sometimes terpinolene, depending on if it has like rosemary notes or more earthy grassy notes.
I just found a cool fact.
Cool.
Geraniol is a naturally occurring fragrant terpene with a distinct sweet rose scent and a subtle sweet flavor.
That's what that is, rose.
Intriguingly,
the rose.
Intriguingly, the scent glands of honeybees also produce it.
I get it.
The scent
We're all
glands.
Learning, see? We're learning as we go together. This is fun. I love to learn about weed with you. Cheers.
Cheers. I'm glad I lit up another one because I'm actually going to change. Here we go changing again, folks.
It's all about evolution.
I'm going to change because I was smoking on the end of my pre-roll
right.
when I made my taste decision.
Yes.
And now I've lit up another one. So
that brings up a good point, though, that is it tastes better up here for sure.
Yeah.
And the high, it's a good, steady high.
Yeah. My mood has been significantly elevated from the start of this review. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that is apparent. I 100% think that's going to be apparent as you watch this.
That's what I love. I love about the real, authentic approach that we come with. I'm just going to big ourselves up for that.
Thanks, babe. You too.
Thanks, homie. Okay, I like it. You know, it's growing on me. I could just be getting high.
That's why you got to take these reviews with a grain of salt.
No, but that's every review. It's someone's opinion.
You get it.
We touch on the facts, but like, what are facts? But like symbols and landmarks that like, I could say, oh my God, this is exactly what terpene works with my brain, and it could not, and I could say this is trash, and you could say, oh my God, it's perfect to me. So this is just one person's opinion, two people's opinion, really.
That's why you got to take these reviews with an edible.
Yeah, but you know what? Overall, this is a win. Oh, let's do our overall.
Oh, did you get your total?
I'm going to get my total right now. That's what I'm saying. Let's do our overall. I love this, though. I really love this. I'm actually going to add points to my appearance right now because of how much I think this is just like the right direction. I think this is like what where we should be going, where we should be leaning. It's so, and then talk about the price point, like small company keeping the overhead low so they can put D-Sweet in people's hands. We have added up our scores. I just want to say shout out, Iree.
Congratulations on the pre-rolls.
Yeah. Go check these out, guys. That's really fun. I want to hear what you guys think about it. So, out of appearance, would you give it?
4.
For the presentation and everything included?
Yep.
How they look? Okay, 4. Nice. I gave appearance a 5.2 to make its highest score. Like, I like how this went down.
Awesome.
The most out of like a lot. There's only one or two brands more on the market I can think of that are doing a cooler thing than that.
Yeah, especially with the large format. I don't even know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They made the most out of the opportunity and I think they presented it greatly. What did you get for smell?
4.5.
Nice.
I like the smell in the bag.
That I bag like that really bag. Got you.
Yeah, I'll get into that bag even after this review.
Get in your bag. I gave it a 4 for smell. Just because it's not the terp that turks my crank, you know?
Yep.
Smoke.
3.9 for smoke for me. Just a little bit harsh.
Yeah.
Still very much enjoyable.
I agree. I gave it a 3.5.
Nice.
For smoke. I was going to do a 3, but it was like... that oil ring brought me back and the white ash brought me back, but the black outside, that's probably something to do with the paper choice. I like it aesthetically, but the function of the burn is perhaps darkening the edges of the weed that eventually affects your flavor profile when you get closer to the filter. Taste, what'd you give it?
4.2.
Nice.
Yeah, I like it. So when I relit this back up, I was like, fuck yeah. It is getting a little less flavorful now that I'm over halfway through. So that makes sense.
Fair. I gave it a 4 for taste.
Yeah, nice.
Just because, again, context, I smoke crazy weeds.
Yeah.
Hi, what are you giving it?
5.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm feeling higher than I have felt today. It's definitely helping me stabilize my emotions. And... I always appreciate that about weed.
I gave it a 4.3 out of 5.6 for high. It's a good high. That's a good rating for me. Usually I'm just doing premium. The high is good. Like, yeah, 4.3, I stand by that. That's a lot closer to the top. And then that will give me...
What is your total, 11?
Even though I gave it, like, some interesting decibel points, I like, felt so sternly that it was 4.3 and it was 5.2, and they ended up adding up perfectly. I was just confused because I had a whole number.
Oh.
Even though I did fractions. 21 out of 28.
Isn't this a 3.5?
Yeah.
Oh, that worked as well?
That's what worked.
Oh, nice.
One being half and then the 2 and 3 adding up.
Copy.
So overall, 21 out of 28 grams for these Irie apple fritter pre-rolls.
Nice. And I felt like our categories differed quite a bit in terms of
score. Yeah, they usually do. Yeah.
But I also will be grabbing 21.6 grams.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's cool. That's interesting.
I like that verb you put on it. I'll be grabbing 21.6 grams out of 28.
Yeah.
And that's cool. Okay, cool. Well, that was another review by Disciplined Stoners. We hope that you enjoyed it. Yeah, tell us what you think about it.
If you want.
Like, yeah.
We're not telling you to check these out.
We don't.
We're smoking these and telling you how we feel about them.
Yeah, we're like, check them out by like watching this video. Like,
yeah.
You are checking these out with us.
Yeah, you're checking them out with us right
but
now.
But if you happen, that's the key. If you happen to go try these, if you try these.
Based on solely your own opinions.
I'm sure you would love them. And I think it's a good economical choice. I think it's a good like party flex. I think it's a good like social.
Yeah.
It's a cool you're a
party flex. I feel like it's like bringing
friend.
A 2-4. Like
you're
that's
a good friend, you know?
Like if you come over and you're like here.
Fuck,
and we're like fuck, we're getting high all day, all night.
Yeah. Like there you go. Just here grab pre-roll, you know?
Yeah.
That'll equal one balcony sesh.
Hit us in the DMs anyways about it. You don't even need to make it public. Just put some fire signs below.
Okay, I love you guys. Subscribe. Talk soon.